Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Dr. Mpor Maja, the Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development. A very, very good morning.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners. I'm hoping that I will at least make your horror
You know what it is? I think that we are living with such anxiety that we hear the word flu, we hear anything around this and we go into, I mean, maybe it's just me because I'm a terrible hypochondriac as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very dramatic and I'm very anxious. So I hear this and I go into a complete panic. So thank you for recognizing that and calming me down a little bit. What is the situation in South Africa?
The situation at the moment is that we have one confirmed farm diagnosed highly pathogenic avian influenza. And so right. far, all we know is that it is H5 mm-hmm. and that it is related to the European strain.
Right.
We do not have any further information.
And do we know, so it is contagious?
It's contagious to birds.
Right, of course.
It is specific avian influenza that does not affect people.
Right.
Or at least we haven't gotten that indication that it affects people.
Right. So what is the concern then? I mean, it hasn't yet crossed the line between birds and animal and people. Is there a concern if people consume it that it could, or is that really a very, very remote worry?
At the moment, it is a remote worry.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say very remote because influencers have a typical nature of mutating.
Right.
By mutation, it means that it changes its behavior as it goes along the way. But so far, the one that we suspect we are dealing with that was circulating in Europe does not affect people. And the other comfort to the consumer is that the farm is placed under quarantine. It's a table egg producer.
Right.
So the eggs are not going out to the consumer. And the meat that is on the shelf, we have not reported any broiler farms affected.
Right. And so far, from what I'm understanding, Mozambique has turned back some eggs as well as Botswana. Is that correct?
Yes. Botswana has not issued permits. They immediately suspended trade. I am told that Mozambique has done the same.
Right.
We have communicated with them and we continue to communicate with them. Unfortunately, avian influenza is a very trade-sensitive disease that all countries immediately suspend trade. And it requires for vet authorities to talk to each other and give each other comfort in that the situation is under control.
Right. And what is the impact on the financial impact on the South African industry?
At the moment, it should be very minimal.
Right.
We only have one confirmed case. We are following up on another. So we are hoping that it's not going to be a massive outbreak that we saw in 2016, 2017.
Right. And certainly keeping an eye on that. So I think the answer to that is pull yourself together, Howard. Is that right?
Not really. What we are doing with the industry is, and I think those are the lessons that we learned
right.
in 2016, 2017, we've improved our biosecurity measures.
Right.
Drastically. Avian influenza is also transmitted by wild birds. So the whole aim is to make sure that your flock is in a bubble and wild birds don't get easy access into it. So that's one of the major things that we had to implement. And it has borne fruit in the last few years. We haven't reported any cases. So we are hoping that the situation this time around will really be mitigated by those measures that we put in place.
Obviously very, very important to keep an eye on this, but also to keep perspective. Dr. Mpor Maja, Director of Animal Health at the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, chatting to us this morning.